Hello.
Yeah, thanks for calling provider office. This is Brian. How may I help you?
Hi, I need to speak to someone about a bill that I keep getting from Premier Pain and Spine, and I should not be getting because I have dual insurance.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me pull up my system so I can take a look on that one. And can you please help me with your account number?
I don't know no account number.
Oh, you don't know it. Can I get your date of birth?
January
12, 1965. Okay. And can I get your first and last name as well?
Priest Manny.
I'm sorry. What is the first name?
Caprice. C-A-P-R-I-S-T.
Okay. All right. I got that one. Okay, so I have pulled up your account, and I can see there is no any outstanding balance on your account because we already...
I just paid the $55 because I'm here now at Premier Pain and Spine, but I'm trying to find out why do I have a bill? I don't have bills. I have two insurances, United Healthcare Advantage and Meridian.
Okay, yeah, so give me one moment because I can see the balance right now. That is for the $55.98. Let me pull
right
up that one.
Please.
Okay, all right. So we have submitted the claim to your primary insurance, United Healthcare, but they have allowed $55.98, and it has been applied to us, the deductible. Then after we have submitted the claim to the secondary insurance, Meridian, and they have denied this service because they are not covering this deductible, and they have denied as this is not covered service by this payer. So that's why this bill is... this is
I need to know. Okay, you're not telling me nothing that Premier hasn't already told me. I need to know what is the $55 for? What service?
Okay, let me pull it up the explanation of benefits so I can provide you the details for that. So I can see that is for the trigger point injection. That is for the date of service January 3rd of 25, which has been performed. A trigger point service.
Right. My insurance, United Healthcare paid for that.
They have not paid. They have allowed that amount and they applied to us the deductible. Once the deductible is met, then after they are going to cover that service. So they just allowed this $55.98 to us the deductible. We have submitted this claim to the secondary insurance as well. That might be they are going to cover that deductible, but they didn't cover that deductible. So that's why this...
Who didn't cover it?
The secondary one, Meridian.
Okay, but United Healthcare paid everything but the $55.
No, United Healthcare not paid for the service. That's I told you. They have applied to us the deductible. And deductible is the amount which you have to pay, then after the insurance company is going to cover that.
But this
that
is
benefit.
What I'm telling you. I don't pay a deductible with no visit from any doctor.
You need to contact your insurance, ma'am. In that case, you need to contact your insurance that you are not paying the deductible, because if the insurance company has applied the balance to us the deductible, it means that is the patient responsibility.
You need to slow down talking. Your English is not the best, and you're talking very fast.
Okay.
But I'm going to call my insurance. Thank you.
No problem, ma'am.